Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm humbled and I'm excited about this series because I do believe this has the potential to really transform your life. And not because it's something that we haven't really talked about before, because it's probably something we haven't really talked about before. But at the same time, understanding the power of being transformed on the inside. Not just talking about your spirit being transformed, but what I'm talking about is being emotionally transformed. Because whether you realize it or recognize it or not, but a lot of what you do today is a result of your emotional state. A lot of what you gravitate to is because of how you feel. And if we don't get this in check in our life, we can end up running to things that God has never called us to run to, and set up gods in our life that God never called us to set up gods to. And so as we go through this series, I want to thank Peter Cicero out of New York for writing the book, Emotionally Healthy Leader. Some of these concepts, really the four concepts we're talking about today, come from that book, The Emotionally Healthy Leader. And we're really going to dive into this because I believe that if you allow this to begin to transform you on the inside, your life will be radically different. Because it really does not matter what you do for God and the accolades. What God is more concerned with is how you are on the inside, because how you are on the inside translates to the outside. What you do is important. I think we agree with that. And God wants us to do. But God is also concerned about why we're doing the things we're doing. Amen? And so my challenge to you is just to be aware of this and allow the Holy Spirit to be faithful and to really bring some encouragement. And he will. And I just want to tell you this. Next week, we're going to have a little gift for you. It's a 40-day devotional, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day. It'll allow you to go through 40 days of having really just to spend some time with God. Because if we're honest, most of us probably don't spend the quality time we need to. And if we do, we really don't do it in an effective way, a right way. And so this is going to help you really to take some of the concepts and really get alone with God. Because I believe God is serious about transformation and that God wants to see change in your life. And so if you're ready for that, it will be uncomfortable. I will let you know the next several weeks will be very uncomfortable. Okay? Because it is going to challenge you into some areas maybe you have not even thought of before. Or if you have thought about them, you ignored them. And so, amen, right? So let's go this. So today we're talking about your shadow and what that actually looks like. And so when I talk about your shadow, this is what I'm really talking about today. It's your shadow is the accumulation of untamed emotions, less than pure motives, and thoughts that, while largely unconscious, strongly influence and shape your behaviors. These are the things that come up in your life, sometimes out of nowhere, that you say, where did that come from? Or they are provoked by an event in your life that caused you to see the side of you that you try to bury. The side of you that, while you try to bury, God wants to expose. And so you do realize and understand that when you enter into a relationship with Jesus, you cannot hide those things anymore. And so when the Lord comes in, he lights up those areas of your life, and he says, hey, listen, that is something there that I want to deal with. And understanding that is part of who you are. God's not asking you to be perfect. God is asking you to accept who you are, but also allow him to come in and to bring change into your life so that those things in your life don't have hold of you anymore, but he has a hold of you. And so if we're not careful, these emotions can really run our life. And how many of you would say, listen, sometimes I can be emotional, okay, okay, in our life. But understand, it goes a little bit deeper than just being, hey, sometimes I can be emotional. There are some things that happen in our life that really have a tendency to take hold. And if we're not careful and we don't allow the Lord really to break the hold of that thing in our life, it will stop you from really walking in the destiny that God has called you to walk in. It will stop you. And so this series is designed to provoke you to change. And I believe God wants you to change, because if we're honest in here, and if we would ask for a show of hands and we would tell our stories, there are some things that are lurking down inside of us that are still creeping up, that every time we try to move, that thing there, that voice there, is shackling us down so that we can't move, and it's crippling our progress. And God wants to begin to heal that emotion. You know, emotions are what God gives us. We all have them. But God said, listen, I want to heal that emotion in your life, because if it's not a whole emotion, then it can act negatively in your life and adversely affect what I'm trying to do in you. Do you understand that? And so it's very important that you understand it, and a counselor would agree with that, Maria, in the back, okay? So emotions are a part of who we are, but if we're not careful and we don't allow God to tame some of those things in our life, they can really ruin us. And some examples of this would be when you're in a state of yourself where you're really spending some time with God, all of a sudden things begin to surface in your life and you begin to see the reality of the natural state of who you are. And God says, listen, this is the reality of who you are and what's happening in your soul right now. And as opposed to this, I love you, but I want to help you deal with this. Because if you act on that emotion, it could really ruin your life. How many of you have had emotions or thoughts in your life that say, listen, if I acted on this, I'd probably be in jail right now. Okay? And so those things happen and they come up because God is showing you the reality of who you are. But at the same time, showing you the power of who he is. Because if that cannot be tamed and you don't submit that under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you can literally make a decision and do something that God never called you to do in your life. Now, on the flip side, God does not want you to allow your weakness to cripple you from actually trying and making progress. Some people will take that, and what they will do is they will say, well, I'm not strong in that area, so I'm really not going to try to step out, and why try? Because, listen, it doesn't matter anyway. It does matter. It does matter. Because God wants you to overcome those things in your life that have been holding you down. And only you know what that is. And so there are certain things that your shadow will stop you from doing. Your shadow will really stop you from serving others. Because what will begin to happen is that you will begin to allow that shadow to really take hold of your life and not really serve the way you're supposed to serve because you allow your inhibitions or you allow your weakness to say, you know what, I can't do that because of who I am. And in reality is that you don't understand or we don't really take to heart that when you're weak, he is made strong. And so your weakness is actually a blessing because he is made perfect in your weakness. And so if you're waiting to get strong in an area before you start serving, you're going to be waiting a while. Because God gives strength to those that are weak. And so as you begin to step out and as you begin to move, he begins to strengthen you so that you can actually do his work. I cannot physically in myself do what I am doing right now by myself. It is impossible. Because it is only through the Spirit of God who gives me the power to do it that I'm doing it now. And so if I were to wait based upon whether or not I felt like doing it or not, I probably would not be doing this. Because in myself, I can't do it. I think we understand that. And so it holds me back from serving sometimes because we think that I don't have anything to offer because of this, and it's a lie from the enemy, and you have to learn to take that captive and move on. And so there's another thing that what it will do, your shadow, if not checked, it will begin to idolize other people and say, you know what, I really can't do the things that they're doing because of this. Case in point, let me give you an example. Sometimes we elevate people to a position or a status, and we don't think that they have a shadow like we do. And so you look at someone who is successful, and you look at someone who has made progress or who has really done some great things in their life, and we say things like this, you know what, I can never be like them because of this. And you don't realize that they deal with or have dealt with some of the same stuff that you're dealing with in your life, and if you're not careful, you will actually stop yourself from stretching out and doing things in your life because you think that someone else is a Hercules and you're not. You think that they have something that you don't. And in reality, is what they have done is that they have either channeled their weakness and say, you know what, I'm going to use this to my advantage and I'm going to surround myself with other people, or I'm going to take this, if they're a Christian, and say, I'm going to submit this over to the Lord and say, Lord, I refuse not to possess what you've called me to possess. I refuse not to try in my life just because of this. If they can do it, I can do it. And so you have to get into that place in your life where you really get tired of settling for less than what God has called you to settle for just because you think someone else has something that you don't. And in reality, guess what? They do. They have different gifts. They have a different personality. And God is using them to do different things. But it does not change the fact that God also has given you the same stuff, made you of the same stuff, and said, listen, use the things that I've given you because I want to do great things in your life. How much more so as a Christian who he has empowered to do great things that God wants to do in your life? How much more? But what we do is that we look and we said that we can't because of whatever it is. And so you got to check yourself on that. You got to check it. because it will never be perfect. It will be strengthened. It will never be perfect. You're looking for God to break through in your life, and he will break through in your life. But he wants to break through with his strength so that you can do what he's asked you to do. You're never not going to need him. So let's get that really out of our mind right now that says, well, if I can just get this, I won't need him anymore. And that's a lie. You're always going to need him because he's going to be there to help balance you out. He's like that level in there that's going to help level you out in your life to be able to give you the barometer and the guardrails that you need to stay in him. And so you're going to need it that way. It just doesn't work that way. But he will give you the strength to do what he's called you to do. And so if you're in a position right now in your life where you're dealing with some things that keep surfacing, it's because God is allowing them to surface because he wants you to submit those things unto him so that he can help you deal with them and stop using them as a crutch as to why you're not doing something. I'm telling you, there are some major challenges that God is really challenging me with my life. And a lot of it has to do with my shadow right now. Son, I have this for you, but it's not going to come without you facing this in your life and overcoming it through me. And you know exactly what that shadow looks like for you. Because it comes, a lot of times, it comes in the form of past relationships. It comes in the form of family of origin. So you are dealing with things that are coming up from your family of origin that have a hold on you today, and you have a hard time seeing past it because of maybe how you grew up or how things were done in your home. And so God comes in and has to help you break free from those patterns from your family of origin, because if you're not careful, you will rely on that rather than rely on what God wants to do in your life. Do you know God is into breaking generational curses? Like, he does that, right? So God is into doing that. And so how do you know in your life that really right now God is trying to break you free from those curses, from those things in your life that are holding you back? And this is not, we're not talking about something that's overly exciting today, but we are talking about something that is necessary. Because without this and understanding the power that your past has over you, you'll never break it, and you'll never move past the line that you always get up to. And you can never go past. You can never go past it. How do you know it's the very thing that God doesn't want to break open in your life so that you can do it? And I know how God is. Because many of us, you are excited. You have gotten a glimpse of the possibility of what God wants to do in your life. You have gotten it. You've seen it. The problem is that you continue to hold yourself and look at your current emotional state, your current state of affairs, and say, I don't know how that is possible because of who I am. And what we forget is that, number one, we're gods. And number two, not little g's, remember, we're gods, okay, big g's, and that what God has promised us will come to pass in our life. If he is the God of miracles, then he can give you the strength to do the thing that he's asked us to do. Why do we look at things like that and we look at Gideon and we say, well, I'm the least in the tribe. Well, I can't do it. We look at ourselves and we say, I'm the least. And God said, well, listen, I can make you what you need to be made to do the thing that I've asked you to do. But we don't really believe or lean in because we're afraid. We're afraid. Let's be honest. We're really afraid to open up and believe God for the things that he has dropped in us because we're afraid of what's going to cost us. Well, it might cost me something. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your reputation. It's going to cost you giving over your life to him. Because what God wants to do, you're going to have to place your life into his hands. And that's something that's scary for people because you are saying, I am abdicating the direction of my life and I am giving it over to you. And I'm saying, have your way and do whatever you want to do with it. Okay, I'll do that. And so when we do that and God starts to do that, I don't like that. Because that means that God is going to run me through some courses that are not easy. Because in order for God to get me ready for what he does have, and he does have it, I've got to go through course preparation. And you know what course preparation looks like, those that are in school. You understand what testing looks like. And what we have to overcome is not the fact that I don't think we believe. We believe that God can do it. We believe it. When we're in a service, we've got real faith. We believe that God can do it. We have to overcome our current emotional state of affairs and where we're at. Because when push comes to shove, when this is over and you go back into this week, guess what's going to be lurking? That little shadow is going to come up and say, hey, brother, what's up? Hey, brother. Yeah, remember the things that, and this is the fight. Because God is showing you what's possible. But at the same time, the shadow is showing you why it can't be done. And so this is the fight that's going on. God is showing you possibility and you're excited. And at the same time, this thing is saying, listen, you can't do it because of this. You are weak in this area. And you have to get to the point and says, you know what? I am weak in this area, but it's okay. He's strong and I'm going to continue to do it. Because if you remember what we talked about a few months ago, sometimes it just takes the one more step that causes the break. The one more, I can't hold it anymore. Yes, you can. Just one more step and all of a sudden it'll break. It'll break. But you got to hold it. You know, that's how hope is. A lot of times we're believing God for something and we're hoping. And sometimes it's exhausting to hope because it requires waiting. And all of a sudden, you don't think you can do it anymore. And you know all of God will come in and break it when it needs to be broken. But he's looking to say, listen, how bad do you want it? Can you hope a little longer? So this is the challenge. If I can make it another step, if I can hold it together, if I can really believe, and listen, if I can really believe longer than I did last time before I faltered. Because it has to do with your emotional state. I can't. You can. In the corporate world, they would say you can't and you can. Either or. You can't. You can. And God would say this. You can't, and you can. You can't without me, but you can do it. How do you know what you're capable of if you don't take the step? I don't know where I was. I don't know if I was watching a commercial or something, and there was this something this lady was telling this guy, and she said something to the effect where she said, listen, you're so afraid about living a good life, you're missing out. It's about taking the risk. And she walked away. How many of us have that same mindset? We've got this. I mean, we're like, we're up here on the chair. We're like, man, I want to do it. I want to do it. You see it. But I got to jump. And I don't know. I don't want to jump. It looks scary. And all you need to do is jump down. And that could be the very thing that God is asking you to do. Just jump off this thing. Will you just jump off the diving board? Will you just trust me? Will you just believe me and allow me to take you through it? Well, it's going to be hard. It probably will be, because God has to rearrange your internal system of belief so that you can see differently. You're crooked. God wants to make the crooked places straight. And so he comes in and he says, listen, we've got to correct the emotional aspect of it, because you're crooked in your emotions. If I can correct that, all of a sudden you'll see it differently. You'll see it. A few months ago, or last month, I had my wisdom teeth taken out. And I had to be, long story short. Basically, what was happening was I was losing whatever tissue that was there that was blocking it going into my sinus cavity. Okay? So basically, it was coming up into my sinus cavity. You got to get these things out now. Okay? So I got them out. If you've ever been to the dentist, number one, but also getting wisdom teeth out, you know, it's a fun experience. It's fun. I mean, we got to sit down on the chair, and he got to really get that little flathead screwdriver out. And what they do is, if you think about it, he goes to digging. He's digging that thing up in there, man. He's digging it up. And I'm sitting there all juiced up, and he's digging it up, digging it up. He digs it up, and then he puts another little instrument on there, and he's twirling it around, twirling it around. And all of a sudden, after he twirls it around, he goes, listen, you're going to feel some pressure. He goes, I'm going to feel the pressure on it. But eventually what happens is two things. All of a sudden, tooth pops out or it cracks. Okay? Now, going through the process is interesting because you can't see what's going on, but you can feel it. Not that you're feeling pain necessarily, you're uncomfortable, but you're feeling the pressure that's going on in your mouth. This isn't something that's, it's cute. You don't do this on like Vanity Fair. This is like something that, I mean, they're on here like doing this thing, and not just one, but he did three. So he's doing this thing, and all of a sudden he said, listen, afterward you're going to be in some pain. And I said, okay, I get it, whatever. And so, but at the same time he did it, what they do now is that when it was done, he put some synthetic bone back up in the tooth so that when it began to heal, it would heal correctly and flush with the other teeth. Okay? And I can tell you right now, it's been a couple weeks, and the healing process has been, like, amazing. And I can breathe better, and you can actually sleep better because of the fact that you have nothing there that's hindering or ailing the situation anymore because there's no tooth there anymore. And so you're flush where you need to be. And so why am I saying this? I'm saying this because when God comes into your life, he starts digging around the areas of your life and digging and digging and digging. And so until all that stuff begins to come up, past experiences, emotions, things that are not unchecked, issues that you have with your childhood, and all of a sudden God has started, he's starting to dig this all back up. And then sometimes what it is that you feel the digging and then you feel pressure. You feel like God is like doing some stuff and all of a sudden it'll be pressure. And pressure is part of the process because what it's doing is that it's squeezing out and getting that thing in a position so that it could be removed. And so God allows the pressure there so that it can actually come out. And so it's there for a reason. And so I want to be better, but Lord, I don't want the pressure. It doesn't work that way. Because I squeeze and I press so that I can get it out. And eventually what it is, it'll happen. You'll break in a service. You'll have something in your life where you take a step somewhere else, God is leading you, and all of a sudden things will happen in your life and someone says something and it'll break there. But all along the way, God is allowing the pressure to be applied so that when the appropriate time comes, pop, and come out. Now, when it does come out, it's uncomfortable because it's not easy. But what it's doing is it starts the healing process. Because isn't that what it's about? I'm digging so I can bring it up, expose it, and then so I can begin to heal it in your life. And so that's what we have to do with our shadow. We have to expose it to the light. It's not going to be healed any other way. And so if we believe that he is the light of our life, well, guess what? Things that lurk in the shadows can't stay there. They have to come out because he's going to expose it. And so you think there are things in there that God's like, listen, I'm uncomfortable with this in your life, okay? I'm uncomfortable. And so I got to come, it's not going to work for me. It can't be me and that. And so I'm going to come in and then just know, I'm just telling you right now that when I start to work, there are going to be some stuff that's going to come up that you have no idea where that stuff came from. No idea. Because of your nature, number one, you don't know how depraved it actually is without me. And you don't recall or you don't remember just some of the things that you did experience in your life. And so I'm bringing it up to heal you. And so if it's popping, let it pop. I want it to pop. One of the things I was telling my brother-in-law, a funny experience when I was getting my wisdom teeth out, is that, you know, you're in that experience, and the doctor and the assistant, they're going to town on the thing. And so they're not really paying attention to what everything else is going on. Well, what happened was there was so much pressure on one of my teeth that it cracked, and it was flew in the back of my throat. But my gag reflex was so fast, I stopped it. I said, like this, took it like this, and threw it out. They didn't move. They kept going. And I just sat there and kept doing like this. Sat there. Do you know that that's the place that you can get in God? To where what God is doing, that you begin to say, you know what? It's no big deal. I saw God do it before. He did it. He allowed me to catch it. I saw it. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see it. I threw it to the side, and I kept walking. Do you know that's how powerful God is? That what God wants, that next time God does it, you see, that's no big deal. Because last time he applied the pressure, guess what? It popped. I saw it. I threw it to the side because of who I was, and I kept on moving in my life. Now, most of us, if we're not careful, we can choke on some of the things that God is actually trying to do in our life. You can choke on that stuff. God's trying to bring you out and bring healing, but sometimes we can revert back and say, well, I'm going to succumb to this. And God said, listen, I'm not asking you to succumb to this. I want you to submit to the process, but I'm not asking you to die physically in this process. Most of the time what we do is that instead of really catching it and seeing it, sometimes we get really depressed. And let's just be honest. Because we don't see breakthrough. We don't see things happening. And so rather than fight it and allow God to continue to do what he needs to do, what we do is we just kind of slump down and say, you know what? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And in reality, God wants your participation in it. He wants it. And you know what that is. And rather than continue to move forward, you go back to what's comfortable. Well, I can't do it. It's just too hard. I'm calling up my old friends. I'm going back to what I did. I'm going to eat like I used to eat. I'm going to think like I used to think because I this is too uncomfortable for me. I just can't do it. And listen, it is not an easy process because sometimes it is so difficult and hard because you don't realize the depth of your emotional state. Many of us would say, listen, I'm 50 and 60 years old, but if we're honest, we are not mature adults. We're not. Because of our emotions. How many of you have seen people 50, 60 years old and you're like, man, are you like 10? have you seen it? Because it doesn't matter the age. It matters internal. And so he said, listen, expose it to the light. If I'm bringing it up, expose it. And only you know what the shadow is. You know what it is. It could be grandpa. It could be grandpa. It could be how he did things, right? It could be God is trying to do something in you, but you saw how grandpa did it, and God said, no, I'm not doing it like grandpa did it. Okay? What is the shadow for you? What defeats you every time? What defeats you every time? That you try to take a step and possess it. You can't tell me back in the Old Testament when Joshua and them were going back in and they were claiming the land and they had to defeat all those ites. Remember all that process that were taking place? Is that what they didn't have to encounter old processes, old thought patterns of what God was doing? So what defeats you every time? And eventually you have to say, you know what? Not this time. Because there has to be something in you that clicks and say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I can't. Because all it's doing is killing me, killing my process, and killing what God wants to do, and I'm really just tired of it. And God is so good that he will allow you to get to that point where you say, I'm just tired of it, and say, okay, we got to deal with this thing. Because he loves you too much that he wants you to be excited and to be able to stand up and declare the victory of the Lord and say, yes, he is good. He is my refuge. He is my shield. He is my light. He is my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid of? The Lord. He's the one. So that you can write like David did in the Psalms, that God delivered me from the hand of my enemy. That type of God. You want to get to that position in your life. You don't want to be in the position where you're down here and you're in the depths of despair constantly in your life. God wants you to be in victory. Victory. We don't like the Patriots in our family. But there's something to be said about sustained excellence. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Loyalty, no loyalty. I have admiration for that team. Admiration. How does God want us to be in our life? How does God look at his kids? When he sees their kids and his kids going around the same thing over and over again and say, come on, Linda, it's been. No, listen, come on, it's been. Where you get to the point where it's sustained. My goodness, your life. It's sustained excellence. You are living such a life in him. You don't know what it took to get there, but you are living such a life in him that it's just, it's a testimony of who God is. But what's necessary in this process as we start this off is that we understand that God wants to get this right now so that we can have sustained excellence in our life. And so if it means being uncomfortable for a short season, for a lifetime of success and fruit, God said, I'll trade it. You want it now. I want you healed now. I want you whole so that when you begin to rise and get there, you understand it and you can stay there. And so I'm doing this now. It doesn't mean you won't struggle. You're going to struggle. That's life. But you understand who I am and what I've done in you and that in your weakness, I am made strong. So listen, enough of the despair. Suffering, yes, you're going to. But it's going to change you. I just don't know. Yeah, you've got to make up your mind. Is it worth missing the goodness and the good things that God wants to do in your life? He said, I show you these things so that you won't walk in despair, to know that there is goodness in me, there's goodness on the other side, and I am so good that I will keep coming after you and I will keep showing you these things. But, however, in this process, I need you really to face up to this thing and allow me to break it. And listen, every time the pressure comes, I need you to stay in it. I need you to stay in it, please. Because I'm building something in you that is necessary for your life. The last thing is this. Find the treasure in this thing. This treasure. We talk about this all the time. There is treasure in your relationship with the Lord, man. When you allow God to come in and invade and intervene in your life, there are riches and treasures that you will not ever experience without having gone through the dark places in your life. Because you'll see the goodness of God. You'll see the blessing of God, the grace of God, and you'll become more like Jesus. So that the next time that you walk into a situation, you have a better understanding of who Jesus is and the confidence that you can have. And listen, you're just a better representation of Jesus because you're more full. You're prospering and you're in good health even as your soul is prospering. Because that's what we're talking about, right? Isn't this soul issue stuff? It's soul stuff. It's our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so I got to get to this thing. And that means this week, you're not going to feel like doing some things. And then God's going to ask you, but I need you to still do it. Because you are training yourself not to go by what you feel, but to do what's right. And as a result, you will see different things in your life, I promise you. But allow me to build this in your life now, because I promise you, it's going to help you in the future. Let's all stand to our feet if we could. Do you understand where we're coming from today? Okay, listen. This is what we're going to do today. We're gonna dismiss service, and if you are a community group leader and you have not filled a background check out, there's one on the back table. You can take it on the way out, bring it back. But we're gonna close service. We're gonna have a time of prayer up here. I'm gonna be up here. Sharon's gonna be up here. If you need prayer, if there are some things going on in your life right now that you feel like God is just putting some pressure on some things and bringing some things up to the surface and say, listen, I need you to deal with this, we wanna agree with you in prayer. Because I believe that this is going to be a defining moment for you so that you say that no matter what comes next, I'm going to continue to walk in him. And just like me with the tooth, you're going to be able to take it, throw it aside, and keep walking. We're going to do 4 weeks, four principles. These are going to be the things that are going to help lay a foundation in your life to be healthy. Because God wants you to be healthy, not just spiritually, emotionally, so key in your life. And so we're going to close in prayer. Band's going to sing. You are dismissed to go, but if you need to go, you can just go out quietly. But we'll be up here at the altar. We'll be praying for people. If you want a prayer, there's some things that God has just said, listen, I need you to pray for me. That's fine. If not, you can sit here and worship with us for a few minutes. No pressure, okay? Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the process that we're in. We thank you, God, for the good things you have in store. And God, the treasure, God, that you have just placed inside of us in the form of your Son. I thank you for the good things that come out of hard times. I thank you, God, for the riches that come out of dealing with hard situations. I thank you for healing emotionally. God, I thank you for wholeness. I thank you, God, for prosperity of the soul. I thank you for people walking such full lives, God, that people cannot deny the power of who Jesus Christ is. I thank you for radical change, and I thank you, God, you're going to give people the boldness to say yes and to keep moving forward because they refuse to be denied and to experience all the things that you promised them that they could have here on the earth, but especially the vision that you placed inside of them, that they will not be denied, God, because of weakness, because of lack, but God, that you would help them to understand that when we are weak, that you are made strong, and that, God, you can strengthen those areas of our lives so that we can do the things that you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give God a praise offering if we could.